Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. As the Kansas City Chiefs parade and rally wrapped up with thousands outside of Union Station, shots were fired.
It was very scary. Everybody was down on the ground, you know, I mean, and then we got up and tried to refocus, you know, it was awful.
22 people were wounded, and KKFI-FM says DJ Lisa Lopez died. More from KCTV reporter Neil Jones.
800 law enforcement officers were on site, many running toward the gunfire, taking two armed suspects into custody. As all this was unfolding, we were covering the celebration live. And you've got kids, and you've got elderly people, and you're not expecting something like this. It was just as horrible a feeling as you can imagine. People began to run as hard as they could in all directions. People knocked down, children knocked down.
President Biden is calling on Congress to pass a ban on high-powered guns. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee issues a statement about an unspecified serious national security threat and urges the Biden administration to discuss it. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan won't discuss the nature of the threat, but says
Americans understand that there are a range of threats and challenges in the world that we're dealing with every single day. And those threats and challenges range from terrorism to state actors. And we have to contend with them, and we have to contend with them in a way where we ensure the ultimate security of the American people.
Across the nation, rideshare drivers with companies including Uber and Lyft have put their cars in park to protest pay and working conditions, according to a couple of drivers in Chicago.
We need safety. A lot of drivers are getting carjacked every single day.
A lot of the drivers, they don't make enough, especially, I mean, these days, the rates are really low. People are struggling.
They call this a day of action. Illegal border crossings are down. CBS's Stacey Lynn with the numbers.
Arrests were down 50% in January from record highs in December. There were over 124,000 last month compared to the all-time high of 249,735 arrests in the final month of 2023. With immigration being one of the top issues in this year's presidential election, the sharp decline is welcome news for the White House. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Three-time World Series champion Don Gullett has died. Gullett pitched with the Cincinnati Reds for 7 of his 9 seasons. The Reds posted on X that he dedicated 24 years to the franchise as a player, coach, and minor league instructor. Gullett helped Cincinnati win the World Series in 1975 and 76 and helped the Yankees to the title in 77. No cause of death was reported. Gullett was 73. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps Tuesday. Democrats like Senator Jeff Smith say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Wisconsin on Friday. She'll be in Green Bay talking about career-oriented learning in high school and college. Jill Biden is a teacher herself at Northern Virginia Community College. The event is not open to the public. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin in both December and January as the state is seen as pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose to the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home last night to the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year, the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more. That's happened twice since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. After the game, Rivers telling reporters he thought the Bucks offensively were awful. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette is ranked ranked fourth in the nation. And in Madison, Wisconsin snapping a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The final, the Badgers 62-54 over the Buckeyes. Badgers head coach Greg Gard said his players had gone over that very situation in practice this week.
We did a little simulated game yesterday in practice and had almost the same scenario where it was about an eight-point game with X number of minutes to go. And, you know, I thought they hit some tough shots, too.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory in the overnight will come to an end, along with the snow. It will be heavy at times, 2 to 4 inches by daybreak, lows in the lower 20s. Sunshine returning Thursday afternoon, highs in the upper 20s, and a northwest wind. It's 33 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Happy Valentine's Day. It is, yeah, it's that day. It's also the first day of Lent, isn't it? When you're not supposed to eat chocolate? Yeah, Sean was pointing this out to me yesterday. How did that happen? Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. Big election last night in New York State. I'll share some thoughts with you on that. Joe Biden finally puts limits on Israeli aid. We'll get to that in a second. I want to fix the Insurrection Act. I'll give you the details on that. Also, this is when Judge Engoron is expecting to rule on Donald Trump. We'll get to that. And a crazy alert, Trump lays out rules for future Republican candidates. He says he wants to be loved. Surprise. In the second hour of our program, yes, fully developed and functioning democracies can send their leaders to prison when they misbehave. This news out of France must terrify both Trump and Tommy Tuberville. Also, President Biden calls out the treason weasels in the Republican Party. We'll get into that in the second hour. His speech yesterday, it was amazing. And traitor Tuberville says we forced Putin to invade Ukraine. Did we also force Putin to put a NATO member leader of Estonia on the wanted list, on his wanted list? I mean, it was bizarre. Tuberville has just gone off the edge. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, how Trump and the RNC are merging as one. The GOP's old guard is on the verge of extinction. That's how the media is playing this. I think the larger story here is that Trump is trying to pre-rig the Republican convention so that Nikki Haley can't make an appeal to delegates for their votes at the Republican convention. He wants to run the convention. He wants his people to run it, including his daughter-in-law. But anyway, we'll get into that in the third hour of the program. And a Christian fascist alert. Another Christian leader now says Taylor Swift is a Satanist and she should be hung. Where did they find these people? All right, a lot going on. Number one, Tom Suozzi won the election in New York's 3rd District last night by 8 points. George Santos had won by 7 points. The media is portraying this as this big upset. You know, like, oh, you know, it was supposed to be 50-50 and all, you know, and wait, this is a swing district because before Santos, they voted for Joe Biden by 8 points. And then they went for Santos by 7 points. And now they're going for Suozzi by eight points. And, you know, we're confused. Let me solve your confusion problem, national media. George Santos was a brilliant campaigner. I mean, it's just that simple. If you have no limits on what you will say in order to get into office, which, by the way, is the same thing that's happening with Donald Trump right now. If you have no limits on what you will say to get into office, then you can say things that will cause people to vote for you. George Santos told the Jewish community, which is large in this district, that his mother was a Holocaust survivor. He told the 9/11 survivors in his district, and there's a lot of them, that his mother died on 9/11. He just pick off all the various groups. You know, he told the college graduates that he was a college graduate with honors. He told he told everybody what they wanted to hear. And so they voted for him. It's just that simple. So anyhow, what we're finding now, I think, is that that district is 8 points Democratic. But I think it also is a harbinger of what's coming in the United States. The other quick news story I wanted to share with you before I get into my rant today is this is historic, and I'm not seeing it covered anywhere. I was surprised this was not the top story on the news on television this morning. Joe Biden yesterday put limits on aid to Israel. Now, he didn't specifically name Israel in this memo. He issued a memo that, and actually, I think this was last week he did this, and it just got no coverage. It just kind of slid by all of us. It was last Thursday. He issued a memo requiring allies who receive military assistance. In fact, here is the actual language. It says, U.S. departments and agencies will engage with foreign partners to share and learn best practices for reducing the likelihood of and responding to civilian casualties, including through appropriate training and assistance. In order to effectively implement certain obligations under United States law, the United States must maintain an appropriate understanding of foreign partners' adherence to international law, including, as applicable, international human rights law and international humanitarian law. The Times of Israel certainly noticed. That's what I'm reading from, is an article by Jacob Baguid in the Times of Israel. And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre clarified this last week. She said the memo, quote, emerged in part because of our discussion with members of Congress. In other words, we're getting a lot of heat from progressives in Congress about the civilian casualties in Gaza. AIPAC even came out and criticized it. The American-Israel Public Affairs Committee on Friday came out last Friday, attacked it. And so Blinken on Wednesday of this week, it must have been last Wednesday. He said, quote, Israel cannot use the October 7th attack as a license to dehumanize others. Times of Israel describes that as the most stinging rebuke of Israeli policy at this point, which is I'm reluctant to even call this Israeli policy, Netanyahu's policy. Because I don't think that he represents the majority of Israelis. But, you know, he's in power, so maybe he does. Anyway, my op-ed for today is titled, Fix the Insurrection Act Before Trump Uses It to Create a Police State. This is actually very important. This is a big deal. You know, when Senator Tommy Tuberville, the traitor who has now taken Putin's side on the Ukraine invasion. He did, and I'm going to get to that in the next hour. But when Tommy Tuberville was in the Trump Hotel on the evening of January 5th with the Trump family preparing for the insurrection the following day, they were the plans had been laid for the Proud Boys to seize the Capitol and for Trump to essentially deputize them to invoke the Insurrection Act, define them as a militia, and let them take control of the Capitol. The key to all this was the Insurrection Act. This is a package of laws that was passed between 1792 and 1874 that's been used about two dozen times throughout history, the first by George Washington, the Whiskey Rebellion, and most recently by President George H.W. Bush in response to the riots in Los Angeles around the beating by police of Rodney King, an unarmed black man. The act allows the president to define what an insurrection is, and that's a huge problem. It also has no time limits. He can declare an insurrection, he can bring them, which ends the posse comitatus. He can declare an insurrection and then bring the military into the streets of any American city or all American cities and start rounding up millions of Americans and putting us into concentration camps, which Trump has said he intends to do. Now, he had this thing all ready to go on January 6th, and he wanted to invoke it, and the Proud Boys thought he was going to. They were constantly checking their Twitter feed, waiting for him to declare an insurrection. And the problem that Trump had, though, was in order to do this, he had the executive order. It was ready to go, but it would have required Bill Barr as the Attorney General and General Mark Milley as the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And Mark Esper, his defense secretary, would have required all of them to sign off on it. And none of them would do it. Well, not to sign off on it, to implement it, to put it into effect.
And they just refused. And that's the problem. Because next time, Trump has told us, he's not going to have people like Milley and Esper and Barr in his cabinet. He's not going to have people who respect even marginally the rule of law in his cabinet. He's going to get nothing but 100% Trump loyalist fascists. And they will implement the Insurrection Act. And they will put it into place on the first day of his presidency. The law is written so vaguely that any effort to impede the enforcement of the laws of America constitutes an insurrection under this act. In other words, if five people show up on a street in Washington, D.C. and block traffic for 30 seconds, under this act, under the current Insurrection Act from the 1790s, that is an insurrection that the president can use to declare martial law across the entire nation. This can only be fixed by Congress. And there have been several efforts to do so. And interestingly, several Republicans, Mike Lee at the lead of this bunch, Mike Lee, the very, very conservative right-wing Republican senator from Utah, has been at the front of that. He offered an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act back in 2021 that would have fixed, in large part, the Insurrection Act. It did not pass. And he and Bernie Sanders and Chris Murphy, two Democratic senators, well, Bernie's an independent, but you get, well, I guess all three now. You got a Democrat, a Republican, and an independent. All three of them co-sponsored a bill, a standalone bill, last year that would have time-limited the presidential proclamation of insurrection to 30 days and allowed Congress to give them a one-year extension, and that's it. But here's the problem. Donald Trump and Tommy Tuberville and you know, MAGA Putin-loving fascists like them are a clear and present threat to our republic. And we've got to be concerned about this, and Congress needs to act. I realize saying Congress needs to act when MAGA Mike Johnson is, you know, in charge of Congress, and he won't even allow a vote on a bill to secure the border because he wants to have that as a campaign issue for Donald Trump. I realize how bizarre that sounds, but there are Republicans who are concerned about this. There are discharge petitions that can get around MAGA Mike, and this might pass the Senate. So, my rant.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the least we can do to Trump-proof our elections. We'll be right back. For our nation, too.
From Redwood State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping into the station talking about your hometown. This is 93.5 The Tap.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeats.com.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap. and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Matt Nair on Air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
30.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. I mean, they lost some weight, their coats got shinier, they're more active, they just seem peppier. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free premium bag, a premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. And welcome back. So, another quick piece of data here. This legislation that the Senate passed that not only gave aid to the refugees in Gaza, to the Israeli military, to Taiwan, to Ukraine, but also sent billions of dollars to the southern border to hire thousands more border agents, buy new trucks, buy new equipment, beef up the wall itself, and actually money that they could spend on deporting more people who aren't here appropriately, who are not genuine refugees. MAGA Mike Johnson refuses to bring that bill, that legislation, to the floor of the House because Donald Trump told him not to, because he wants to be able to yell and scream about the border. And Johnson is continuing to lie through his teeth about this. He was doing it this morning on TV. And now he's whining, well, you know, I'm not going to bring this bill to the floor unless the president will have a meeting with me. Right. This guy is pathetic. This guy is absolutely pathetic. But here's what's going on. Because of this, because ICE is running out of money right now. This from the new civil rights movement, David Badash, facing a $700 million budget shortfall, officials at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, may be forced to release thousands of immigrants into the U.S. because Republicans, at the urging of Donald Trump, killed a massive bipartisan Senate bill that would have injected $7.6 billion into ICE, into the agency. The Washington Post reports, quote, Biden has deployed ICE officers more aggressively and ramped up deportation flights in recent months. White House officials say the administration has deported or returned 500,000 migrants since May, more than Trump did on an annual basis during his term. But Mike Johnson goes on TV this morning and says, you know, when Biden came into office, he ordered the border totally open. I mean, he literally said that. Which, of course, is a clip that's going to be picked up and reproduced by all the coyotes south of the border that they're going to use to market their services to anybody who wants to get to the United States. And you wonder why we've got a problem on our border that always seems to explode when there's a Democrat in the White House. It's because that's when the Republicans start telling everybody south of our border, well, the border's wide open, when it's not. It's absolutely not. Judge Enkeran says that he might rule on Trump's $370 million fraud case by Friday. This is the expectation. Today's Wednesday, so we've got two more days. This could be the end of the Trump empire, except that, of course, the Trump family, I mean, it's Trump and his two sons in particular, they could be banned from even holding a sign in New York, advertising an apartment, banned from the industry. But they will appeal it, and they will try to drag the appeal out for years. And they'll start the appeal at the lowest level, and they'll try to take the appeal all the way to the Supreme Court. So, you know, hang on. And finally, I mentioned the whole Tom Suozzi victory in New York. Donald Trump on his Nazi-infested social media site this morning was whining about the loss of the candidate that he wanted, and he says he blamed her for not endorsing him, and says, quote, I want to be loved, in all caps, I want to be loved. Yeah, we get that, Donald. You're a sick, neurotic little boy, basically, who's trying to pretend you're a big, tough man by all this tough rhetoric and by tearing families apart at the southern border and by being gung-ho for the death penalty. That doesn't make Donald Trump strong. That proves how weak he is. He's a pathetic weakling. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Pick up your calls. What say you on all these various issues? And Donald Trump's new rule for future Republican candidates that they must love him right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
Tell a friend what's on tap. To the issues affecting the valley and all of
Wisconsin. About Chippewa Falls, the bartenders, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
CBS News Brief. One person's been shot and killed. More than 20 people, including children, were wounded at the end of a Super Bowl parade in Kansas City, Missouri.
When we were heading west, trying to get, you know, back and away from it, we saw the police swarm a stairwell, and then we heard another pop from there. And that's when I was like, okay, we're gone.
CBS News has learned that the Biden administration has told Congress about new intelligence that shows Russia plans to put a nuclear-capable weapon in space. It could threaten American satellites. Here, CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Even the head of NATO called on Congress to act quickly. As for that serious national security threat, a senior U.S. official stressed to CBS News tonight, it, quote, is significant. But it's not imminent.
Thousands of Uber and Lyft drivers refuse to drive in many U.S. cities today. This Lyft driver in Jacksonville, Florida, says drivers are pushing for better pay.
At the end of the day, they're not driving just to own a car. They got to feed their family, some of them. Some of them pay their bills this way.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are giving Governor Evers another chance to consider sweeping income tax cuts. A bill that got final approval Tuesday would cut state taxes by $2 billion. Republican Representative David Murphy.
The people in Wisconsin are suffering, and I hear it every day. We collect taxes to be able to have enough money to provide services. And when we have more than that, the taxpayers deserve that money back.
Democrats say most of the breaks will go to people who make $100,000 a year or more. Wisconsin is on track to have its warmest ever winter on record. This past December was the warmest December ever recorded in Wisconsin. January temperatures were more than 8 degrees warmer than average. February is on track to be almost 20 degrees warmer than normal. Experts say that there's still plenty of time for a cold snap, however, and plenty of opportunities to get some snow. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory in the overnight will come to an end. Along with the snow, it will be heavy at times, 2 to 4 inches by daybreak, lows in the lower 20s. Sunshine returning Thursday afternoon, highs in the upper 20s and a northwest wind. It's 33 at our studios.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. So Jake Sherman over on Punch Bowl News is reporting that Republicans are now having regrets that they forced George Santos out of the House of Representatives. Let that sink in for a minute. He says a healthy round of finger pointing this morning among Republicans here on Capitol Hill about New York 3. So far, I've heard people say the Nassau County GOP machine is blah, 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 blah. People blame the leadership. Republicans are saying, gee, we shouldn't have kicked out Santos, even though he lied about everything. He lied about his mother. He lied about his father. He lied about his history. He lied about his college education. He literally lied about, and he stole money from a veteran. I mean, it's, and the Republicans are going, you know, we really should have kept this guy around. Well, of course they should have. I mean, he's Trump. Trump lies about everything, too. This is the new GOP. This is the way. Like I said, Mike Johnson this morning on national television lying, saying that Joe Biden came into office. The first thing he did was open the border wide open. It's a complete and utter lie. So, of course they should have kept George Santos. He is the Republican avatar. He's just a younger version of Trump, and frankly, more charming. All right, let's get your calls. What say you? Bob in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you just made me spit my coffee out.
And I said
about, no, it's all right with the thing about, hey, he's a liar. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is what we got to work with. And
yep.
So, and it goes to Tommy, kind of wonder sometimes when adults, you're calling them by a kid's name.
Yeah.
It's kind of a kickoff to me, but three letters for him, CTE. I mean, come on, guys, you've taken a little too many hits to the brain.
I'm not sure he ever played football, did he? He was just a coach.
I don't know if he played. It doesn't really matter. He's just basically, you're absolutely right. He's just another sycophant.
I think he's just a fascist. I mean, you know, he was there on January 5th. He was ready to go. He's been behind Trump the whole way, and now he's behind Putin all the way.
Yeah, I can't. You and I are not. I mean, you're a little older than I am, but not a whole lot. I'm 67. I'll be 68 this coming year. And I was going to lead in the other thing about the one point is like for age and how these guys have just jumped on Biden for that. But you know, it just amazes me that the party, you know. We remember that the air raid for people don't remember. We were of the generation of air raid drills. The Soviets were going to come bomb. So it was mutually assured destruction. I mean, it was like Chicago, Detroit. I mean, Michigan because of the infrastructure.
Cuba Missile Crisis. Remember it all.
We would have been obliterated because we were the heart of the manufacturing heartland. So anyway, I'll just say two things. One is Blue Zones for anybody who's wondering about, you know, older folks.
You're talking about the movie or the series on Netflix that I think it's seven parts.
That too.
Six, seven parts.
Yeah,
like that.
And all,
yeah, that's great. The reason I watched it, it's fascinating.
And the other thing is, even though I'm a 67-year-old and a 68, you had mentioned earlier for athletic, I mean, I can get into the military if I wanted to. I can pass all the physical, even the Marines. I can do the pull-ups, the push-ups.
Wow.
The running would be
I'm impressed.
Okay. But it's because I've been active my whole life.
Yeah.
I've been active ever since high school. So
well,
I think that's one thing for people that absolutely, which goes back to President Biden. So two things there. For President Biden, one is that he's, you know, okay, I know that I'm not the same guy I was at 67, soon to be at 68 that I was at 22. But on the other hand, I've gained a lot.
Yeah.
Number two is his experience and his compassion because he has been through – I think, like you said right now, with the conditional aspects of the package for Israel, the loss of his wife, his daughter, his son, the fact he got the PACT Act passed because of his son dying, because there's no question about him being by those burn pits and that.
He's been to hell and back, this guy.
Yeah, he has, and then you compare that to a, you know, you get more of a compassion from a robot, from a Cylon, than you get from Trump. Yeah. Yeah. There's no question.
No, I'm with you. Bob, thank you very much for your comments. Spot on. Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Luis, and the rest of the crew.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you. I think this impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas is a perfect opportunity for the Democrats to go on attack. Here we have a Cuban-born Hispanic secretary who they personally attacked and went after, and the first impeachment of a sitting secretary in the history of the country.
Yeah. Actually, it's the second one in the history of the country. But, yeah, the last one was in the 1880s, I think.
Right. But that guy had already quit his position.
Oh, you're right. He was not in office anymore.
Right. This is the first sitting secretary.
Thank you.
And they should go on every Latina TV program, radio program, newspaper, and say, why are you attacking Hispanics?
Yeah.
And use him as a faceplate for that.
Sadly, the Democrats are very reluctant to base their attacks on the Republicans around race. I agree with you. I think they should. And I think it could be turned into something. And frankly, if, Steve Schmidt or some other Republican was running Democratic strategy, they would be. But Democrats are just too nice. Or maybe they're not too nice. Maybe they're just nice, and that's what we want, frankly, at the end of the day, is we want our politics to become nice again or reasonable.
We can bring that up when Roe and her Mark or Jamala come on the show.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so Tim, thank you very much. Yeah, I encourage you. Congressman Khanna was going to be on this Friday, but he had to change his schedule. So next Wednesday, Mark Pocan will be with us, I believe. No? No, Sean says no. So, 29th. It'll be the 29th. Okay, so it'll be 2 weeks. Probably next week, Congressman, typically Ro Khanna comes on every other Friday, Representative Khanna. So, a week from Friday, give him a shout. Tim, thank you. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to bring up the whole issue of Biden versus Netanyahu. And every morning, just about, I pick up a bit of Amy Goodman's show, Democracy Now!, and I know she's had a lot of coverage of Palestine, and, I would call it a genocide that's going on there, but, what really ticks me off is these Arab Americans, Palestinian Americans, especially in Michigan, who are now, turning against Biden and calling him, a genocide promoter and this and that. And, I would love to ask them all, so you'd rather have Trump in office, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we saw that last night when Tom Swasey gave his acceptance speech or his victory speech, mm-hmm. and some protesters tried to shut him down. Yeah.
Yeah. Biden actually has been very critical of Netanyahu.
Yep.
I guess they aren't listening to those words. Yeah, and, we can't control Israel. Biden can't control Netanyahu in no way, shape, or form. And I'm sure that Netanyahu is ready to call Biden an anti-Semite or use a four-letter word with
off. Oh, Netanyahu is the guy who came, who was not invited by Barack Obama to come to the United States and address Congress, but did it anyway because the Republicans invited him just as a snub to Obama. I mean, this guy has been hating on Democrats forever. He's firmly in the fascist camp, Netanyahu.
And he's no different from Trump. He's corrupt.
Yep.
He's not in jail because he became prime minister again.
Right.
Once he's out, the parallel to Trump is just amazing.
It is.
I just want to say to these people, wake up, because there's really nothing we as a country can do.
Well, the one thing we could have stopped sending military aid. I think that what Biden did on Wednesday of last week was, halfway there, or maybe even three quarters of the way there, by saying that all future military aid will be conditioned on proof that past military aid was not used to violate human rights. And that's going to be a real problem for Israel.
You know, one other thing about all this, though, is all these calamities that have happened while Biden's in office, and, you know, the Republicans and Trump. No, that wouldn't have happened if I was still president. Right. You know, it's as though there's a plan by these fascists like Putin, like Netanyahu, even Iran. You know, where was the Israeli military, but their intelligence? It's like, did they let October 7th happen? I just want
there's
to...
There's a huge conspiracy theory floating around Israel about that right now, and people are very, very concerned. And it's taken far more seriously than the conspiracy theories around 9/11 were here. And even those got a lot of traction. So we'll just have to see how it shakes out. But it's
well, look who got attacked there. The kibbutzes.
Yeah.
Netanyahu, you know, kibbutzes are like communist things, aren't they?
Well, they're not so much anymore, but they were at one point. But Dennis, you made an excellent point. Thank you very much. Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, you had a quick question about the Insurrection Act?
Well, I was just wondering, Tom, thanks for taking the call. Why can't we use the same tools that you explained that Trump and the MAGAs want to use to dismantle and take over the government and democracy, and use it the same way to save it?
You mean have Biden declare an insurrection and lock the country down? I don't think that would work.
Why not? I mean,
because it's fascism.
If they will do it, why can't we do it to save it and lock
up? But it wouldn't save it. It would start us down the path toward a fascist state.
Not if the right people do it.
No, that's very, very dangerous thinking, Mark.
I don't think so. I think if on November 7th, if it's very obvious that the Republicans have played games with the voter suppression and everything like that, I think we have every right to do what we have to do.
Yeah. Okay. Your vote is registered, Mark. I respectfully disagree, but I understand what you're saying. I this is why I opposed the Patriot Act. It's why I opposed expanding George W. Bush's powers in the White House, because Bush might have done it well. He didn't, of course, but some future president, aka Trump, would abuse it. Thank you, Mark.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If anything, we need to be constraining presidential power right now, not expanding it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Be right back with you. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Earl Ingram. It's Black History Month, and I'm honored to welcome special guests to talk about it. On Thursday, February 15th, I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson at 8 a.m. to talk about the important messages he brings to rural communities across our state and the impact history has on us today.
Don't miss the Earl Ingram Show with special guests throughout Black History Month here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you to take care of your heart. More than half our population could benefit from blood pressure support, including me, which is why I use Superbeats and have for almost a decade. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way of supporting healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. That's why I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by simply going to Tom Loves Beats. Tom, T-H-O-M, Loves Beats, B-E. ETS.com. TomLovesBeats.com. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's up? Mark? In Portland? Going once? Going twice? Mark's called before. I'm going to put Mark on hold just in case there's something wrong here that we're not catching. Sarge in Chicago. Hey, Sarge. You there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, great.
I'm calling about the... You mentioned that if Chucky, which is Donald Trump, becomes in power, he will throw most of people like you and those against him doing the jail. Well, in Iraq, some of them, they were not so lucky. What happened is, you don't mind if I take 5 minutes of your time and share the story about what happened in Iraq.
I do mind. You can have a minute.
Let me try real quick. My point is, when Saddam Hussein and Abbasid came in power, that's exactly what he did. He put a lot of people in the jail. Sure. My brother was a gunnery sergeant in 1965 in the Army of Iraq. He came in and told us, we better get to go because, you know, some dictator is going to come in power. So we left in Iraq. We came to Chicago in 1970s. When my brother met his old friend from Iraq, and he was telling the story that when Saddam came in power, that bastard, he put a lot of people against him, put him in a jail. Baathi Party came in, picked him up, took him from their house, and they call everybody outside and they blow their head off and they tell them to go bury them. And that's what's going to happen. Hopefully not, but that's what's going to happen if this man comes in power.
Yeah, I think it'll be a slightly softer version. I'm guessing that if Trump comes to power, people like me will just end up in the concentration camps. You know, just like from 1935, I think it was, when Hitler set up the camps in Germany. You know,
correct.
This was before the death camps. They were just prison camps, and there was hundreds of them all over the country.
Well,
there were a lot of journalists in them.
There's a lot of bunch of, like, Oath Keepers and Boogie Boys and all those, you know, neo-Nazis. That's exactly what happened to the Baathi Party in Iraq. They were doing the same thing. They did the same thing. They went and they grabbed them and they, you know, some of them, they never come back, disappeared.
I get it. I get it. And so you're speaking from experience. Your father saw it in real time. Sarge, thanks for sharing that story with us. It's an instructive one and an important one. Appreciate it. Bob in Seattle. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was wondering a little different question. I was watching PBS NewsHour the other day, and can you tell me, do you know, and this is a real question, how many people in the U.S. are invested in the stock market?
Wow.
You know the percentage?
Yeah, I once knew, and I can give you numbers from memory that are probably approximate. I believe that the majority of stock that is owned by individuals in the United States in terms of value of stock, the vast majority of that stock is held by the top 10% of Americans, well over half of it. But because of IRAs, which was Reagan's invention to try to get people, you know, in favor of privatizing Social Security, that was the first step in privatizing Social Security. Because of individual retirement accounts and 401ks, I believe it's like something like 50 or 53% of Americans have some money in the stock market. But the vast majority of Americans who have money in the stock market of any consequence, my recollection is that most Americans have less than 10 grand in the market. But that 10% of the top Americans, those are the ones who have, you know, millions invested in the stock market, or hundreds of thousands. Excuse me.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that I'm guessing that the ones who are don't really check their, you know, the ones that are in the IRAs and then in the retirement accounts aren't really checking the stock market every day. I'm wondering why we continue to give the Dow and the Joe and the S&P every day in news when it doesn't affect the economy like it used to. It's not reflective of the economy.
I think it's because the people who work in television, from the producers to the talent on air to the people who own the networks and things, they all have a lot of money in the stock market because they're all very wealthy people. I mean, you know, if you're on the air on national television, you're making millions of dollars a year. If you're a producer for one of those shows, you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So, you know, times, right? That's the little tiny slice, the 0.01% of people in the media who have reached that plateau. And they've got money in the stock market, and so they just, you know, they care about that, and I think they assume all the rest of us do, too. But you're right, it's a mistake to think that the stock market is the economy, and I think we emphasize it way too much. Bob, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements. supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code EZ or text EZ to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text EZ to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Activities may apply.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Thursday on Matt Nair on Air, public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 11.06. And we talk sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan. Join us.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto.